All right. Our baseball bets are coming up. Next segment, we'll get Will Brinson's early thoughts on the PGA Championship and how to bet it. Next segment, including what to do with Tiger Woods. But for now, let's bring our guy Bill Matz on, and we'll get all of our thoughts here on the next series in the NHL and if we want to bet any of these series prices. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Nick.
How are you, my friend?
Bill, what do you think about Doug Peterson ripping down the Philly Special statue?
He'll have to shoot me to get that statue.
It's his statue.
How about Bill, by the way, dominating this weekend, hosting on WIP. Bill killing it. We're lucky to have him with us here daily. On you bet for now until like he gets like
that's gotta be like a, I mean, I assume Bill's from Philadelphia. That has to be like a lifelong dream.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. As soon as I realized I couldn't be a pro athlete because I hate exercising, I was like, let's just yell into a microphone about it.
I feel the same way.
You get nervous when you're on, like, if you're on WIP, like I don't get nervous if I'm on like some national radio show, but sometimes I get nervous if I'm on like I know my family and friends are listening.
Like a little bit. It's like the prep is so much different. Like for the local show, just like, yeah, people I know are listening. I'm definitely going to get tweets if I mess something up. So, yeah, 100%.
When I first started doing like a lot of on-air stuff, I got nervous when I went on The Fan because I knew like my friends and family would be listening. Like, otherwise, I don't care. And now, like, I definitely don't care about anything because it's like whatever. Yeah. So, but no, I can certainly appreciate that. I think I can appreciate that.
I think Jim Rome show is the only one like I get like I'm like I make sure I'm like on time, like, you know, like it's like otherwise,
yes, I guess, not if anyone knows this about Will, but he generally doesn't care about that with anything else, maybe except for Jim Rome.
Yeah, usually I'm like whatever, like I'll, you know, like, oh yeah, yeah, call me in like five or something like that.
Anyway. Jim, yeah, makes sense.
From Rome, I'm like, hey, I will be at my desk. You just give me a call. I'll be there on
time. He is Jim Rome, to be fair, Hall of Famer. Okay, we'll begin our NHL series bets here with the Canes and the Rangers. Good place to start. Well, Canes fan, I'm a Rangers fan. Let's give Bill first word here. Bill, the series price, it's like, depending on where you're looking, it's about like, we'll use the Bet Rivers numbers. Carolina almost minus 200, minus 195. Rangers about plus 160. For the series here, not for game one, but series-wise, would you make a bet? Who do you like to win the series?
I do like Carolina to win the series. I think they've been one of the best teams in the East all year. I think they are one of the teams that might be able to challenge Colorado in a potential Stanley Cup final. Series price, it's a little steep, but looking at the Hurricanes minus a game and a half at even money, and that seems good to me. The Rangers, yeah. I do think the Rangers have a chance because I think there is more of a possibility than maybe Nick is letting on that Igor Shesterkin just, all right, you got him through the first round, and he just turns back into the best goalie in the world, which he's been for most of the last two seasons. But overall, the Hurricanes have been getting good goaltending. Freddie Anderson could come back for them. Antti Raanta did great work in the first round. And the Canes just are a complete team. They can score. They gave up the fewest goals in the league this year, regardless of who was in net for them. So I just really like what they have, and that series price at a game and a half at even money seems really strong to me.
One thing to point out too on the Canes, I believe Raanta missed game three because of a, was it like he took a headshot or the dirty hit? Am I crazy about that, Bill? Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. He missed one of the games. Yes.
And that was the one that the Bruins helped, you know, held serve at home and were very good in Boston, but they won that one 4-2. And I just sort of wonder if maybe the series outcome against Boston is different if Raanta plays in game three as well. I think too with the series price, if you're going to bet the Canes, you better bet them before the game one in Carolina. I would be very surprised if they didn't come out and play like they have been so good at home in the postseason.
Well, yeah, 4-0 this postseason, pretty good. I would never bet the Rangers. So yeah, I'm not going to bet Carolina because like I want the Rangers to win. So there you have it. The Rangers were so lucky to beat Pittsburgh, like ridiculously lucky. Pittsburgh was the better team. It was what it was. I cast, so like, God bless. I'm happy about it, and I'm a Ranger fan, so I love it. I would never bet the Rangers here. Let's go to Florida and Tampa here on You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Will Brinson in for Ken Barkley. Bill Matz with us right now. We'll hear from Jake in the next segment with some baseball bets, but for now, talking NHL series bets for the second rounds of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Panthers and Lightning, Bill. Florida about minus 180, Lightning about plus 150. At Bet Rivers, Bet Rivers, you get a better price on Florida. Florida minus 155, Tampa plus 125. Bill, Dennis Bernstein really liked the Panthers. I get it. I think it's really, really hard to trust Florida against Tampa here. I don't know if you agree or disagree. Your take series-wise, Florida and Tampa.
100% agree, Nick. This is the only series where I want, I actually just want the straight up money line on the series. Give me Tampa. So I'm plus 130, plus 125 on Bet Rivers. To be the man, you got to beat the man. I don't think Florida's there yet. Listen, Dennis made a great point. Sure, Tampa gets a little lucky getting Toronto in the first round. It goes to seven. Toronto, game seven, they're going to lose. They always lose. They did. But Toronto's an actually really good team, and Tampa had to overcome quite a bit there. I don't see a whole lot in Washington, and Florida struggled with them. Needed to go to overtime to close that series out. Florida really struggles to defend. Sergei Bobrovsky just has not been awesome in the playoffs throughout his career. Continued to struggle in these playoffs against in the first round against the second wild card team in Washington. I just think Tampa, all that experience, I really thought the team that won the Tampa-Toronto series had a great chance to represent the East. Tampa coming out now strong. Injuries, a little bit of a concern, but I just think with the experience, that makes them the better team. And Vasilevsky.
Okay. So, Bill on the Lightning here. Will, thoughts?
Yeah, I was surprised Dennis was on Florida. And I guess, although he did point out, and you know, that he had told you for a while now, he really likes Florida and thinks the Panthers are a legit contender. I mean, you got a two-time back-to-back Stanley Cup winner at plus 135 on a series. I mean, color me intrigued. Like, they have the experience, and like Bill said, that's where my head's at, in the same spot as Bill. You got to beat the man, and you're getting him at plus money. Might look like an idiot soon. I do think that over in game one makes sense, though.
Yeah, that's sitting at 6.5 here. I would never bet Florida in the series. Maybe if Tampa wins game one, maybe look to come back to play Florida. Maybe look to play the Panthers at strategic points in the series. But I can't lay them for the full series, especially after what happened last year in Tampa, having the pedigree that they do as champions. We'll close the segment here. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and what is it? It's minus 160-ish or whatever for game one and for the series. It sort of has like Minnesota Wild vibes to it from last series, you know?
Can we not bring that up? We both lost a lot of money on that series. Bill, any chance you give St. Louis in the series against the Avalanche? Avs minus 400, Blues plus 305.
Very little, basically none. I'm going to look to play, as I did in the first round, a lot of Colorado team total overs, especially if Binnington is in there. I just, the Blues are a good team. They have a lot of depth. They won a couple of years ago, but I just think Colorado, roster-wise, head and shoulders above the whole rest of the league. It's going to take a team like Calgary with great talent and great structure to be able to beat them. I don't know if the Blues really match up roster-wise.
Best case scenario for St. Louis in the series, Bill, is what?
They lose 4-2. Like, that's, I think that's, I don't see this being much of a series.
All right. I think Will and I probably agree that we like Colorado in the series. Let's see if we can sneak in, Bill, your take on the Flames and the Oilers, and we can carry it over to next segment if we'd like. The battle for Alberta, Flames minus 190, Oilers plus 155 to advance to the Western Conference Final.
I've liked the Calgary Flames all year. They were my Western pick right when the playoffs started. But I'm going to be playing a lot of in-game overs in this. Two teams in their four meetings this year combined for 88 penalty minutes. They legitimately hate each other. Like, there's going to be fights in this series. It's going to be fun to watch. There's going to be a lot of power plays. And I'm just looking for McDavid versus Goudreau. We're going to get some overs in this thing.
Yeah, and I think I like Calgary to win the series. Also, well, we got like 20 seconds left in the segment. Do the Calgary Flames have a top three uniform jersey, like color scheme in any sport? Like, the home red is unbelievable for the Flames.
In top three any sport?
Yes, I think it might be.
I mean, aren't they just like the Chiefs on ice?
They're cooler than the Chiefs. That's a really funny comment, whether it's right or not. It's a good line. We'll close the show with me and Will's takes on the NBA series prices and our baseball bets and some PGA thoughts as well.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.